Hey guys, how are we doing? So no one answered my flipping questions on Spotify. Thanks. Well, maybe you're not listening on that platform. I don't know. But I've decided that I'm gonna go with all three. No, I can't go with all three. Each one's gonna be a different demon. Each episode is. So I'm gonna put their names in a hat, and I'm just going to pull them out, and that's the demon that we're going to battle for my first one, because they're all equal in this situation. And I finally am able to move on from it. I am finally able to break free of the pain, and I got closure last night. I went to Jelly Roll at the rave in Milwaukee, and it was amazing. Holy shit, it was sold out. Like, there were so many fucking people there. It was amazing. And man, was I nervous. Man, was my anxiety was just going, because I don't like people, and social situations like that are, like, I always had to have a couple drinks, and then I'm a social butterfly, but I didn't want that, because I told my PO that if I go to these music things, and I'm going to do it for my music, I'm going to do it sober. And I kept my fucking word. I didn't drink at all last night, not one fucking sip. I had two waters, and my anxiety was on point the entire night. I felt like I was going to throw up half the time, but then Still Matthews started, and they said that if you're dealing with depression and anxiety, this and that, you know, hit them up. And I did. I hit them up on Facebook. I messaged them, and I don't think it went through, though. I don't know what happened with that, but he was a great artist. Oh, great opening act. And then Jelly Roll came on, and it was just something in me took over. And hearing those songs that you're gonna hear me give back to you guys. You guys are gonna hear my battles. You're gonna hear these songs from the concert last night in the background. Cause this music helped me battle my demons. His music and Struggle Jennings and Adam Calhoun and Upchurch and Who the Fuck Is Just in Time? And if I miss any, Redneck Soldiers, your guys' music got me through. Minifan also. Like, I'm not kidding you, at times you literally carried me from one day to the next. Because that's how it was, me getting these feelings out. It is to the point that I am literally getting sick for days on end because I'm feeling, and I haven't felt in so long. And it's amazing to not have that build up anymore. That negativity, that anger inside me. I don't have it. I let it go. And last night at the concert, it was like I came full circle. Those songs that I heard live last night literally took over. Like, it took over. It finished healing me on wounds that I thought I would never heal from, that I could never face my entire life, that I would never be able to get over, that I would never not be mad about, and just let it go and let it be and have the pain be gone. I never thought I would get to this day. So thank you, Jelly. Happy birthday. Your concert was amazing. It was probably one of the best nights of my life. It was everything I needed and more. You helped save me. You didn't save me. You helped save me. You helped me save myself with your lyrics. And that's what I want love to do someday for someone else. I want to help save, let other people's, I don't want to save them, but I want me to maybe be a crutch to help save themselves. That's why I'm putting this podcast out there. That's why I'm letting you guys in to my battles and hear how it is and how, what raw emotion you go through. And, you know, I might sound like I'm fucked up in the head when some of these are getting played, just to let you know. But I probably was. I was a little manic. I was very manic at the points, but I'm feeling and I'm just letting it go. So I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to feel stupid because, you know what? This is how you get to the point that I'm sitting at today, is by facing those any way that you can. Those demons, those battles, whatever is keeping you from moving on and growing as a person. You need to face it. Because otherwise it's going to end up eating you up inside and killing you in the end. Jails, institutions of death. That's what they say for addicts. What about for abuse? Usually it's just death. Okay, so. Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I mean, I'm not completely healed. Don't get me wrong. I still got demons in there, but these ones, the ones that were keeping me stuck in a loop from moving forward in my life, those ones, I think I killed them. I killed them and I faced them and I let them go. And last night I got closure. Cause hearing those songs full circle in person, just, it was enough. It was like the final piece that I had been missing on why I was still holding back and not able to really process more. I hadn't had closure. And I got my closure last night. And it was beautiful. And I probably looked absolutely crazy, but I didn't give two fucks. I wore my awesome pink black pants that had a little pocket in the back so I could put my phone. And they get, you know, they're high-waisted, so like yoga pants. And a sports bra, my Puma sports bra, and my sweatshirt that said killing it. And it's all ripped and stuff. My makeup, I put my hair in pigtails, like buns, and my makeup was cute, but it was, I felt pretty, but I didn't, because I was uncomfortable, but I wasn't uncomfortable. Because I'm getting comfortable in my own skin again. But I think I made other girls uncomfortable. Because there was at least 5 or 6 different groups of girls that would come over. Because we're sitting on the side, like standing on the side of the stage in general admission. Very close to the stage. They would try and come and stand in front of me and like turn up. Now, again, I was sober. I didn't drink at all. I didn't do any drugs. And it was like they wanted me to compete with them. Like dance and like, I don't, I guess you could say not show off, but that wasn't why I was there. I'm not here. I'm not trying to compete with you ladies. I'm not trying to get in your way. I'm here to heal and get this music in me. And that's, I took a step back. I would take a step back. You want to stand in front of me? Go ahead, ladies. I'll move around. I'll find another spot. That is not why I'm here today. Do not antagonize me. I don't want to fight. I just want this music to heal my fucking soul so that I can live a normal fucking life. And be up on that stage someday, hopefully. Because that is my dream. But I'm not ready for all that yet. I'm still going to work on music. Because I'm never going to give up. Someday I might be ready. But I don't think I'm quite at that level. And that's okay. Because someday I'll get to that level. Just like someday, I never thought I'd get to this day. That I didn't have that pain in my heart. I was okay with it. I never thought I'd get here today. So I'm not going to say I'm never going to get to be able to be on stage like that. Maybe not to the rave sold out fucking show like Jelly did. Holy shit. There was a lot of people there. Like, yeah, it was amazing to see that many people support an independent artist like that. Who is just a truly amazing artist. I look up to him very, very much. And last night, I feel that my life changed. Oh, also, I was sober by choice last night. That's growth. That's a change right there, is the fact that I was sober by choice. I didn't have to drive. I didn't drive there. I could have drank my fucking face off. But I chose to have water. You know why? Because I wanted to be respectful, responsible, look like a good artist. You know, if I introduced me. Professional. So I think I'm going to give... I mean, drinking, I think it's just done for in general for me. I don't need it. I can have fun just any other way. I just got to get out of my head sometimes. Life is funny. Because just when you think that you can't go on, you figure out how, and you get back up and you keep going, and then you fall back down and you get up again, and you fall back down and you get up again. Well, I'm done falling down. I can't say that. I shouldn't say that because I don't know that. I hope to God I'm done falling down. My feet are going to be firmly planted, one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to march, and I'm ready to show everyone that this time I've changed. I truly am healing myself from the inside out and facing these demons, and this is how I'm gonna do it. I'm sharing my most personal traumas with y'all that I've had wrapped inside me for 20 some years, some of this shit. I mean, over 20 years. I mean, I have 29 years of abuse of everything. Some self-inflicted, most of it was not. Mental, physical, sexual, drug, gambling. Yeah, all kinds. Everything under the sun. Shit. But it made me who I am today. It made me a boss-ass motherfucking bitch that's not afraid to fucking back down, that'll throw a fucking punch. I don't give a fuck who you are or how big you are, how big you think you are. If you disrespect me or step over a line, I will probably rock your shit. But I'm not going to stand down to no one anymore. I'm not taking no fucking shit. And I'm not the little pushover little bitch that I once was. I'm a force to be reckoned with. Because I know my worth. I have integrity. And I will not quit. So, that being said, I hope you guys enjoy the first battle. I'd love feedback. Like I said, I'm going to throw my question out there and link out there. Please feel free to reach out to me. It is what it is. This is just me healing myself. Manic as fuck. Ugh. Exploding, basically. I'm exploding. I'm popping my bubbles. And battling my demons. I would love to do the Alana Fairchild healing online courses. But it is $1,888 for a 16-week course. If I had that kind of money that I could rub together, I wouldn't be at my parents' house right now. But I think it would be a good investment to try to work towards. So that, I think that's going to be a goal of mine. And if anyone feels like being nice and throwing a sponsorship out there for this podcast, it'll go right to the fund for me getting online training by Alana Fairchild to fully heal me the proper way. And then eventually I will be a certified healer and I will be able to go heal others as well. like the ones that are dealing with human trafficking and victims from that, or abuse or molestation, or like that me that just had their worlds stolen and broken, and it were lost from a young age that they had no idea what, that they were fucked from such an early age. So please, if you, anything helps, anything would be better than nothing. I hate asking for that kind of stuff, but I'm not asking. If you feel like donating towards me getting the online training, I'd really appreciate it. If not, hey, I get it. Times are hard, but I'm just throwing it out there. Good vibes. And if you don't ask or you don't put it out there, guess what? It won't happen. You probably won't get done. You probably, no one would even realize it. And I would still just sit. So I'm gonna say thank you if you do. If you don't, hey, it's okay. It's not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to show people how truly hard and painful and intense it is to face your inner demons and traumas from an early set childhood. Now, enjoy. I'm going to jump back on after. I'm going to throw a couple of segments out there. Some of the segments are only going to be 5-10 minutes long because it's literally me rapping a couple songs. Like, I'm just getting my feelings out, and I'm rap freestyling, whatever. I'm teaching myself how to rhyme, so that when I do want to rap battle, I can figure it out off the top of my tongue like Eminem in 8 Mile, like B-Rabbit. That was my goal mindset originally. In the end, it ended up being me letting out my feelings and facing some fucking deep-ass dark shit. I hope you enjoy my recordings. And remember, break the silence. Bring the wave. Be the change. Okay, guys, so I found the first 2 segments for jumping on and doing back and forth, you know, here and then and now. These were recorded in 2020, and I believe it was May. I believe it was in May 2020 when I recorded these, and it's just a little beginning. It's the beginning of me really starting to face my demons, get my shit out there. And, yeah, so that's why I went and chose with these ones, just because if from there it goes, a lot of it is, I have a lot of segments on my stepmom, I have a lot of recordings, shit, I think that she probably, if I would do music, she could probably have her own couple albums. After this point of how much I had to get off my chest that woman did to me. How truly messed up she made me mad. It made me feel. That it would probably take me albums to get her completely out of my brain. Or, like, you know, to the point that I don't even think about it anymore. Like I said earlier in my earlier segment, it's a great feeling today. I never thought I'd get to this fucking day. But here I am. Now, I'm gonna let you see how I got there. So enjoy. And, you too can get to this point. I never thought I could, but anything is possible if you put your mind to it.
Turn off my mind. My mind just keeps going back to to why can't I be a better me? Why can't I be a fucking, why can't I just be a fucking adult and not be me? I'm really stupid. Everything in my life was joking. Don't get me wrong. I love my babies, but I'm not the best mom for them. Wait, scratch that. I'm a great mom for them. I'm just not able to actually provide for them in a stable household. Because my shit's crazy. Every day. I live on a whim. I'm bougie. I don't know why. I do it every day. But I get it done. It's my way. But I don't want to be unstable. 33. Let's get stable. I would love to be the mom for my kids, but those wires don't connect to in my mind. But listen, when I was little, I was forced to play house. And, well, I was the mommy. And that shit got raw. Actually, raw. Yeah, you're right. You're the dip. At first sight. Maybe that's why I can't put two and two together. I can't even take care of myself. Why can't I take care of... Why would you think I can take care of someone else? I wish I could. At least not yet. It's probably why I'm writing this rant. I'm sitting here writing this motherfucking set. It's on my mind. Running away. Just going ghost. Bye, Felicia. I'm gone with the wind. You won't see me on camera. It would kill me. But it probably wouldn't. Let's be honest. I've been through worse. Maybe that's why I don't know how to put two and two in my head together like this bullshit. But then again, I thank God for my kids. But then I think, you know, it's really sad. Is that I let my anger get to me when I'm mad. And that shit that happened to me. I swear to God, I thought it was happening to them. Ooh, we took over. It's like a fucking virus. That shit made me mad. And I got violent. Yeah, I did. Not with them, though. With this motherfucker that I thought was a worm. But he wasn't. Don't. Hey, I said when I accused him. I eat crow if it wasn't motherfucking true, and guess what? I ate crow for dinner. Goddamn right. But I'm not. Cause you gotta remember, you did come to the strip club when I was. I remember you did come to see me watch me dance. And that threw me off. So, let's get back to it. A lot of shit on my mind. Life is crazy. That's what you get, baby. You a crazy motherfucking girl. You Bulls, you Teddy, you Fontana, who else? Betty, Jessica, let's try that one on for size. But we don't even know who Jessica is in her real eyes. Who am I really? I don't even know. I'm a girl with a motherfucking dream, though. All I want to do was be in lights, be pretty and perfect, and have everyone love me, because I didn't like me, and I didn't like how I felt inside, I didn't like how I looked outside. I still don't like how I look outside. I don't still like who I am inside. So here I am. So working forward. I want my music. I want it so bad it hurt. Jeez. But here I am. At least I'm trying. I'm gonna do it. God damn it. It's my time. I deserve it. I took a lot of L's in my life, and I caught a lot of hell. Caught a lot of hell. Been there more than twice. But Debbie, here I am, doing music. Something you said I'd never accomplish. So here we go. Ready for this? How about you sit in my... No. Hey, Debbie. Something you said I'd never accomplish in my... When I was a little girl, when I told you this is what my dream was. Here we go. You're fucking stupid. You know, but never accomplished in my hint. So how I, when I told you I wanted to be do music, though, so how would I pick something I can actually accomplish? Well, guess what, bitch? Here's my accomplishment. I'm doing music, and I abolished you. Yeah, that's right. Bye, Felicia. Oh, wait. Bye, Debbie. No. Bye, Felicia. Get on to it. Oh, yeah. Protect my daddy. Bye, Felicia. You took everything from me, and you knew it. And then you did it like twice. Not even once. Fuck yours. You're that evil stepmom. Everyone thinks they won't. That doesn't exist. Only in movies. You were real and came to me. You seemed so nice at first, and like you actually liked me. And then your mind trick started to play out. And your mental abuse was small and stupid. You kept quiet. I guess you could say you had no filter. But no, that's me lying. Because some of the shit that you said to me should have never came out of your mouth. I mean, then again, I think you might have been a little jealous. In the end, if you want to fucking lose some weight, don't try a fab diet. How about you just go to the fucking gym, dude? And lift a weight. I went there. You weren't happy with your body, so you took it out on me. Yeah, bitch. Ooh wee, let's see. Who's he? Here I go. Spinning off in it. Here we go, bitch. Come on. Let's get it. Now let me tell you what this motherfucking bitch said. Ooh wee, this motherfucking bitch said. You know what? I accomplished a lot of motherfucking shit in my life. High school was the only four years I actually had felt good about my life. So when I became a fucking all-star cheerleader, I said, freshman year, I said I was going to make it to nationals by the time I was a senior. I smashed that twice, junior, senior. See, she told me she was proud of me. No, that bitch didn't say shit to me. But guess what she said? On my graduation, she told me she was proud of me. First time in this equation. She told me she was proud of me that I graduated high school without getting pregnant. Wow. Really? Who the fuck are you, bitch? I believe your daughter walked down, got her diploma when she was 6 months pregnant. Yeah. Okay, bitch. Bet. Who's the one that you really need to worry about? Not me, though. Because I didn't get pregnant. I had goals. I had dreams. I wanted college. But then again... You took those from me. Stop. That's what I said. I believe your daughter was the one that got her diploma when she was 6 months pregnant. Damn, Deb. Ain't that a bitch? But yet you were proud of me because I didn't get knocked up. Looks like you needed to worry more about your girls more than me. But you always did that, didn't you? Yeah, you fucking bitch. Probably why... They got my college fund, and I got shit. Yeah, I put it out there. That wasn't yours to give to them or manage that account in any way, shape, or fucking form. And if you want to do it right, you should have amended the child support agreement because I still got those fucking papers. And I could still do it. You're about to retire. I could and then I could take it from you like you took my dream from me to be a college cheerleader. But that's okay. I'm not about revenge. I'm not going to get mad. I got mad, but I'm not going to get even. This is my revenge on you. This motherfucking song. So the whole world can know. Really. The whole world can hear about it. Lives on forever and ever. Fuck you, bitch. And by the way, enjoy retirement. Oh, yeah. And where's my... Oh, yeah. And pause. Enjoy retirement because you don't deserve it. You should work for the rest of your motherfucking life, bitch, for what you did to me. You took my dad right from my feet. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with your head or why you're sick. Why do you really hate yourself that much to be that fucking mean? See, I had to. Oh, wait, scratch that. Hold up. let me talk about this shit real quick. So, you took my college fund, and, see, my dad made them bands, yeah, good job, he made them bands, and my mama, she loved it. This is back when Wisconsin did that 17% shit. Now, real talk, she cut back, as long as he put away a couple hundred for my college every month, she cut back. Now, Daddy did that until Debbie came along, and then Debbie decided, we're not going to do that anymore because he has a new family, and it's not fair for me to get money put away for college and not her girls, because their dad didn't do that for them, so why should mine for me? Let's see. That's because their dad should do that for them, and mine did that for me. But anyway, let's get back to it. So, Deb, what did you do? Oh, wait, that's right. You fucking screwed me. Daddy did. Put that little college fund away until he put a ring on that bitch's finger and his balls in a mayonnaise jar underneath the fucking kitchen sink. Because that bitch took my college fund and split it between her two fucking little brats and left me with $2,000. That's it. They stopped putting that money in because we're a family and it's not fair for my dad to have to put money away from my college and not her girls. Okay, bitch? Fine. But why did you take my college fund that he put away before those bitches were even my sisters? Fuck out of here. Are you fucking kidding me? How in any way, shape, or form was that their money? That was before y'all was even married. You had no right. You still don't. And yeah, I'm fucking heated. Because that was one of the first things you did in silence. I didn't find out until it was too late. Nope, Jessica didn't get to go to college. You didn't know what? I was going to be great. That was going to be my rite of passage that I didn't get. That was another fucking curveball. Didn't see it. Couldn't hit it. But guess what? I spun off to another. That was another fork in my road. So thanks, Seb. I always wonder what would happen if I went to school. And if you didn't fucking interfere and make my choices for me when I was 12. But then again, wait. Back it up. So now, here, you took my college fund, and you gave it to your little, to your girls, your daughters, and left me with bullshit, and then when it was time for me to college, you told me that because I would never amount to anything, and just flunk out, that it was going to be for my wedding. Wait a minute, hold on. So you left me with $2,000 and a $14,000 account, so each of your bitches got $6,000, and I got two? How does that add up? Did you go to math? You didn't go to college, that's right. But you do accounting. You do books. That don't add up. That ain't even. Fucking shiesty. And this is me getting even. So here's... No bet. Here we go. Down the line. It's probably... Oh, that's right. That's right after I had all mine. Children, that is. Kelly has hers and Sarah has her one. Still not married. Still didn't get that money. And, So here we go. This is when I started to see clearly on how you really move and who you really are and how you really are some evil fucking bitch that destroyed me. You started to do, see, you took my money because we're all big one family and everything's even. Then why the fuck did we start doing separate Christmases after I gave the twins? Oh, that's right, because I stopped coming around all the time after, because I didn't know what was going to come out of your mouth. I didn't know how to cope with it because you fucked my mind up when I was growing up. I can't handle that shit. Being around you makes me anxious, it makes me nervous, and I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what you're going to say. And guess what? Didn't come around. I just avoided it. I just avoid you. Sadly, that means I have to avoid my dad too, but guess what? I love my dad more than you, Mitch. Fuck you. He chose you. But here's the thing that fucking messed me up and why I'm so fucking pissed about this is that if we are one fucking family and those girls got my money, you know, whatever, fine, you split my money. Split. But, tell me why we do split. You started doing split Christmases. That's right. Probably because you wanted to spend more money on your girls, on your grandkids than mine. Ain't that about a fucking bitch? Yeah. I put two and two together. And you lying. You said it's because there's a lot of people that have a Christmas. Bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? You stupid. Do you not remember how big your family is? You have 7 brothers and sisters, and all their spouses, nieces and nephews, and we've had Christmas at your fucking house. So I have 3, and Kelly had, oh god, who knows how many at the time, 5, 6 people, and then 3 for them, and 2 for them. Let's do the math. 3 plus 3 is 6, and 4 is 10, and you and my dad is 12. So 12 people is way too many in your house when you have a family of fucking 30 coming to your house for Christmas on the Tate side. Get the fuck out of here, ain't stupid bitch. The fact that I, money, that's always what it's been with you. Money, you've tried to play it off too. Money, Debbie, that's what you really want. Go to Dallas, maybe you'll make some money. Why don't you get an OnlyFans? Oh wait, no, don't do that. Well, maybe, some guys might like. Some guys might like it when they say glow. You can waffle them to and fro. You can tie them in a knot. You can tie them in a bow. Yeah, sorry, not sorry. No, I'm not sorry about that shit. That shit's real talk. So if my friend, your boobs hang low, do they waffle to and fro? Do they tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a knot? Yeah, your shit sags low. Back to my story. Money. That's all it ever was. Money. Money doesn't buy happiness. Money does not buy everything. Money doesn't really mean shit because I've had nothing. I've had lots of money in my day. And then I've had nothing. But I'm still okay. I'm still a good fucking person. You're not, though. You're just an old-ass, saggy bitch with a flat butt and boobs that hang low. Got a tire around her stomach that she can't get rid of. But she's always trying a new diet, this and that. Bitch, go to a gym, pick up a weight. It'll go away. But your personality, that shit's unfortunately has got to stay. So here's me with no filter. How do you like it? How do you like to be called out and told exactly what the fuck you do wrong day in and day out? Because I can keep going. You really want me to? Here I am, proving I can accomplish shit. My music. So fuck you, bitch. You're not even worth it. Cause in the long run, you still win. You do. You still win in the end. That's not right. Cause you got my dad. And that's 100. You got my dad, and I got memories. Not many, though, without you in them. But the ones I do have keep me happy. They're good ones. Before you ruined him, I love you, Dad. But do yourself a favor. Get your balls out of the mayonnaise jar underneath the cabinet. I'm sorry, I'm not sorry for saying that. You sold me out. And you fucked my future up with this thought. I love you, and I miss you, but I will never apologize for this song. Oh, and Debbie, go fuck yourself, stupid bitch. I hope you're happy, because now, I hope you're happy, because you turned me into this little fucking monster that you say. No, bitch, you turned me into a redneck trap princess. There was no other way. You took my dad. You're the evil stepmom. Yep, I'm a princess. But I know how to live and get through shit without you. He made me into a fucking redneck trip, princess. And you know it. So thank you. I hope you're happy with yourself. And let everyone know that you mentally abused me for my entire life. And that's the true story. No lying. No games. You're welcome, Sarah. Because I helped pay for your college. And Kelly, that wedding was on Friday the 13th. Never mind. That's another song. Scratch that. Reverse it. So, Debbie, go have your Christmas with your family. Because me and my kids will never be a part of that family. Never were. Never have been. This is always your end goal. To push me out. Here's your wish. It's been granted. Bye, Felicia. I will not have it. Bye, Felicia. I just lit a match after pouring gasoline on that bridge. And now, here's the best part. I lit it on this side of the street and swam across it. Debbie, enjoy your retirement. You don't deserve it. Because you're nasty. But I will enjoy this music career. Because I deserve it. It's my dream. And you tried to squash it. So bye, Felicia. What does that mean to you? It doesn't mean shit to you. Guess what that means to me? 83 recordings that I have talking about my life and shit that I've been through. How many songs would that be if I really ran through it and chopped it up? There's what, 12 songs? 12 divided by 83. Let's see. Let me do my math real quick. 12 plus 12 is 24. 20, we'll go to 28 because that's my easiest number to go to. So 28 times that by 2. Oh, it's 20 times 2. Don't get it twisted, that's 56, bitch. I am. So guess what? Don't think I'm not coming through. I know my numbers. I'm good at numbers. That's what I do. 5, 10, 50, point. Balls, numbers, ounces, flipping pounds, whatever you want, kilos. I got all my measurements up in my brain. Because I know those numbers. That's why I went to school for accounting. Jeez, what did you think I was playing? I ain't stupid and shit. But then again, those 22 kilos did save my shit. I didn't feel like sitting in a Toshiba for the rest of my life either. I don't want to ever have to go there. And I pray to God that he doesn't send me there. But if I do, I do. I'll sit there. I'll sit my time and I'll come through. Probably with about 20 more albums for you. And whatever happens, happens. I ain't worried about it. I'm just going to keep going and keep walking tall. My head held high and standing tall. That's my shit. So if you don't like it, then move around, bitch. I didn't say it. You like me? Fuck your feelings. I'm done with them. No one ever thought about
them.
Ooh, you want to make stickers? Yeah, let's make some stickers and shit. Can we make a couple for Casey, for Anne Marie? I know she would love that shit. See, here I am rhyming.
No.
Just his name and stuff. Like, rhyming in her song, talking to other people. That's like, you have a huge fucking heart. And if you cross it, that's on you. Because I'll give my shirt off my fucking back for my girl. Guarantee you. I will gladly go to jail smiling if you fuck with one. That is how I am. I am an A1 rider. Because my friends is all family of a god. My true family doesn't even give two fucks about me. So, it's what I got. And that's the truth. I will find that out immediately and get on it. But if not, I would love a Betty 3B Black is coming at you. One done. Because Betty 3B Black, that's... I want to say Betty 3B Black. Don't know? Find out. Betty 3B Black, Google that shit. You're welcome.
That is what it should say. And then I'm going to have to start my own website and shit or do something with Google. Google, you my peoples. I love you. You listen to me fucking go manic and shit. I swear to God, y'all got popcorn when I'm coming through. That's why you guys got my back. I know you do. And don't get me wrong, Amazon, I love you too. But Alexa, you kind of a bitch sometimes. All right. You know what? I like the fact that I can change your accent to my Irish shit. That makes me lucky in the long run. Team up with me and you're going to team up with the right ones. So this outlaw shit is the way to go. There's more outlaws than straight and narrow. Didn't you know? There's more angles to go. When you go a crooked path, you're going to have a lot more people on your behalf. So, team up with me, I'll team up with you. We're going to show this world what we can do. Just playing. But then again, who knows? All I gotta say is, leave the fucking kids alone and help us save them. That is my point. So if you get me on that, hit me up. You know me. I got like, what, 5 different emails with y'all? Just so that I could get some free games and shit when I play my shit on my jackpot party. Yeah, that's why I keep doing that, so that I have more time to spend my time when I'm not trying to be up in my brain and feel my feelings. So don't think I'm like crazy and shit. No, I just do that so I get more free spins and shit to turn off these fucking feelings, so I don't have to think about what I've been through and what I'm dealing with. So anyway, long run, come up with me, because guess what? Let's do this. Let's do this big. Go big or go home. I got y'all. Can I have y'all in my pocket? Now that would be a big ass goat. Because I remember, guess what though? Here's the best part. I am older than you. I remember when Google came out. You remember, wait, what was it? A hot tub time machine. Let's get a, what was his name from hot tub? Doodle? No, not Doodle. It was a hot tub time machine. Anyway, he played off of Google or something like that. But yeah, let's do that shit. Let's rock this shit out. Listen to your elders. Look up to me. Let me help you where you can help me. I got your back if you got mine. Hey, it's all in time. You do not want me to be on that other side, because guess what? I can talk a lot of shit, and I got a lot of tongue lashings. Shit, I made boys cry with just words and shit. What can I say? I got an evil side, but that evil side, she kind of raised me. She made me. She molded me. She made me into this fucking zombie that I am. So here I am. Praise me. Love me. Teach me to feel and be human and let others be free and let us help them to save these children is all that matters in the long run. 6Bs is what we need to fucking do. And I have an idea to fucking turn a hate symbol into a sign of freedom and hope for these children. Because imagine you flip this shit, twist it in the reverse like Missy Elliott. You take 6Bs sitting on a Dixie flag, 6 stars on a Dixie flag. That's 6, and but only make them with a shape of a B instead of stars. Guess what? That's what they need to look for if they need help to get away with these, get away from these people that are going to make them do shit they don't want to or live through. I guarantee it. Let's turn that fucking Dixie shit into some pride shit. Let's flip it and reverse it, and I'm done with this shit. I refuse to be the Huber or the ankle bracelet on that shit. I want you to sit in jail and be locked up and have to think about what you did. I'm going to put you in a timeout, and I'll make sure the judge knows it too. I don't give a fuck. I think that you deserve to actually sit in county jail with no Huber, no good time, no bullshit like that. I want you to sit and actually think about what your words can do. Because that is the truth and the best present I could ever give to you. Because maybe you will be a human, humble person in the end. Instead of a fucking mean, malicious, sneaky bullshit. Because snakes in the grass, well, guess what? No, mine were in my house. I turned out I actually liked snakes for a while, but they always got out of their cage. And then they shrivel up and die in the end. That's what happens when you get lost in my house. Or you find ways to keep warm and this and that, because I'll forget to feed you and you only get to eat once a month because you have to, eat rats and shit. So I kept snakes around to eat rats. Well, No, they eat mouse. And mouses were my friends, remember? Because I'm Cinderella in the long run. No, wait, I'm not. I'm Betty, the zombie. And I don't eat rats. I eat goats. And then this, and you, you look like a fucking goat. Ain't no lie there. You kind of look like the, from, what is that? The Sword in the Stone. Well, guess what, bitch? I'm Arthur, I'm coming. And I just pulled this sword out. Looks like I'm going to be the king now. But thanks, we'll flip it. I'll be a transgender. I guess I'm going to be the king or the queen. Whatever you want to call me. I don't discriminate. Unlike you. I don't give a fuck who people are. The person inside, because I have so many people that actually like me for who I am. That's right, I don't even know who I am. I was never able to figure it out. Because anything that I did was wrong. Or I was always judged and put down for anything that I did except for cheerleading. Because that let you take from me, you stupid evil sadistic. You should have just let me do music and encourage people to do what they wanted to do. Not been such a fucking ugly hag. Just because your life didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. Doesn't mean that it was my fault. And you get to take it out on me, bitch. Next time, think about what your consequences before your actions. Okay, bitch. Eat your own words, because I'm coming through. So think about the consequences of your own actions. Here's my birthday present to you. I wrote you a bunch of birthday songs. In fact, I'll make it an album. Debbie. Happy birthday, Debbie. Dallas. Debbie does Dallas. Does Debbie. Happy birthday to you. I think that's will be the title. Yeah, I don't know. All I gotta say is, happy birthday, bitch. I hope you enjoy it. Because I'm gonna break through, I'm gonna drop this song just to fucking spite you. Fuck you, bitch. I can accomplish anything I put my mind to, and I will not let you defy me. And I hope you know I spit on your grave times 10, bitch. I can't wait to see my dad again. I love you, Dad. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. Fuck her feelings. And fuck you, too, for not calling. I don't know why you chose the devil over your daughter. You choose your children over everything in my eyes. I guess that's the difference, no matter what. And you chose her. Devil, just call me Johnny. I'm coming for my fiddle. So I'm coming to play. And when I win, I'm going to play you a song. It's going to melt, and you're going to fucking turn into dust. Because your head's going to, because it's like, because when that music hit your ears, your head's going to pop. Explode to pop off, because that is you having to actually hear that you were wrong and accept it. And guess what, bitch? I'm the one that's singing it. I'm the one that's delivering it. It's like Pop Smoke. Pop goes the weasel. Pop goes that bitch. I just pop that bitch. I'm popping your bubbles. How do you like that shit? I'm gonna send you some trouble. I'm gonna send you some troubles. And, show you how the other side lives and why mind games are not okay, and bullying and mental abuse is actually worse than the shit that happened to me when I was, what can I say, you weren't the only one that was giving me abuse when I was a kid. That shit was coming in deep. Had me surrounded. Almost had me boxed in like a fucking triangle effect. All three sides, I had my wall, I had my back against the wall, there's no way out. I was in a fucking corner. A triangle, I guess you'd call it. The triple fight. Bullying, mental abuse, and fucking, I was getting played with too. I wonder why I turned out the way I did. Yours lasted the longest. That bullying shit, 25 years? I've had enough of it. I'm through. I'm done. Goodbye. Here's, so 25. I'm 33. Almost time. You're 60, so you can handle it. Now, bitch, think about that when you're doing your time. Cause I'm only gonna ask for 25. Actually, no, I lied. 25 days for each year you made me go through a living hell. Well, that sounds about right. Maybe I should do a week. A week for each year that you put me through hell. That sounds like fun. No humor. No good time. Bitch, sit your sentence out. And then when you get out, tell me how to be a mom and see if you can still do it. You have no idea what you're how to do that in the first place. Maybe you can learn something. Like how to be a good person. And that you ain't shit but a fucking evil bully. And you deserve to be in jail. Maybe that's what you can learn how to do. Work on yourself. Because the devil is going to hell in a prison cell. Bye, Felicia. Have a nice day. Thank God it's Friday. So bye, Felicia. See you next Friday. Bye, Felicia. I'm through.
Now, if you guys didn't get any of that, that was all for the devil themselves. The devil's a woman. Her name is Debbie. She's my stepmom. She works at Piggly Wiggly, and she's a fucking cunt. So I guarantee, so I ask you to go raise hell at any one of Larry's Piggly Wigglies here in town or in Green Bay. Ask for Debbie, and then make her pay. It'd be fun game for April, if you may. How many times can we fuck Debbie over in a day? I want to see the totals in my fucking inbox. It's a new game I just played. Any way you can fuck her over, we have to make sure it's Debbie Limpert. Fuck that bitch. Make her pay. Let's give her hell. Podcast way. The winner, I will give you $100. The person that can upset Debbie the most to the point where she actually cries at work, you will get, no, I lied, you will get a $50 gift certificate to any restaurant or cash. Plus $50 to, we'll say, pick a store or a place in the mall or a $50 gift certificate somewhere else you want. Two of them. I'll have two winners. The first two people I can make here either cry or break down with, break down in any way, shape, or form. There has to be a witness there, and it has to be that her manager, her higher manager, is either called or has to finish dealing with you. First two to do it, I will give you a reward. $50 any way you choose. But it has to be within a day. The two do have to be within 24 hours of each other. I'm evil and sadistic too, bitches, but I just had other people do my work, and it's, you don't know what's coming for me. And at the end, you have to be, I'm sorry, Betty3BeBack sent us. She made us do it. And that's it. At the end, you have to make sure to tell her Betty3BeBlack said, told us, or sent us. She said, bitch, guess what? I did accomplish it. That's what you have to tell them. Bitch, I did accomplish it. Say from Betty3BeBlack. Guess what, Debbie? I did accomplish it. That's all you gotta say. Let's see how long it takes for her to crack. Every day I'll keep a tally. And watch, don't worry. I got you back. It's gonna be so much fun. Yes, I am that bitch. I am that everyone. I'm evil too. And I can't wait to see the results. That bitch hasn't come in. And no, I'm not gonna say bye, Felicia, because she don't deserve it. I hope she kicks rocks and fucking lands on her face, though. I hope she gets fired so she knows what it tastes like. Stop thinking that you're the best at everything, bitch. Guess what? You ain't best at shit. Just yelling at some fucking kid and counting some money. That ain't shit. So, Debbie, do yourself a favor. Get down from your high horse, because you don't deserve it either. No fucking wooden stool for you and this and that. No, bitch, you don't get shit but to clean that shit
on your horse.
Enjoy it, because you're a piece of shit. It's a metaphor right now. They had me boxed in. They had me in a corner, my back up against a wall. What was I supposed to do? I was getting triple threaded and didn't know it. I was too young to know what a triple threat really was in the end. Do you know what a triple threat is? Bet you can't guess. It ain't what you're thinking. And this time, it's really not. So don't bet. Unless you're a gambler. And then go ahead, because you're going to do it anyway. Trust me, I've been there. I got lots of addictions. I switch one for another. Keep going and going and snapping. But this is my new addiction, so get ready, because I'm not stopping. Now, this is my birthday wrap to my stepmom. Fuck you, bitch. Have a great day. I hope you cry in the end, because by the end of this song, I'll have you in tears. Because you just realized your biggest nightmare was going to come true. Poof. Surprise. Happy birthday to you. This is it. I am done. I am not fucking around. You are not an A1. You are not even a great stepmom. You are the best stepmom I could have ever asked for. And do you hear the sarcasm in my voice? Yeah, well, me too. Just wait. It's about to get a little bit more nasty. I guess you could say, no, you know what? I'll be a sweet, nice little stepdaughter, and I'll just obey. Fuck you, bitch. Who the fuck do you think I am? I'm a savage-ass zombie that's about to kick rocks all up in your shit. I'm about to flip your world upside down, bitch. I'm like a cinnamon swirl. Please do not underestimate me. You thought that I was just going to be quiet and let it be? Get the fuck out of here. Why would the fun be in that one? Letting you just be the dumb, fat bitch that got away with taking everything and fucking this brain up and not having to pay justice for it? Get the fuck out of here. Now, I'm not claiming to be a fucking saint or anything, but I'm not a mastermind fucking devil woman that fucks up kids' brains. That's your job, Miss Debbie.
Deb.
You know, I just realized you're like the bitch from the Addams Family. But guess what? I ain't that kind of family. I didn't want to be a zombie. I didn't want to be dead inside. I didn't want to have my mind pricked and prickled and this and that and literally torn down till I felt like I was nothing left. It wasn't, I mean, you don't get all the clout. Don't fucking pat yourself on the back that much, bitch. You didn't do all my damage, but you did a great chunk. So here's my hat to you. At least you started it. Well, no, you were second in an attempt. First one was even worse. Then that was just a tip. We'll get to that in the end. Now, I'm thinking about a beat. I got it going in my head. So here, I'm gonna just flip this shit real quick to you. Happy birthday, bitch. I hope you cry in the end. Fuck you for you, and fuck you for you, and fuck you, dad, too, because you chose that bitch over me. Your own daughter, your only daughter. Well, guess what? Fuck you, too. We're gonna get to the rest. I'm gonna let you know real quick. You're not gonna wanna listen to this album, Debbie, because you are going to look like the fucking villain that you are. You are going to be a bitch. And guess what? I don't give a flying fuck what you think, because you've told everyone your side of the story. Well, now it's my turn. Only I've now decided to do it through music. Something you told me I could never accomplish. Well, guess what, bitch? I can accomplish anything I put my mind to. So fuck you. Let me flip it and verse it Missy Elliott style. So I guess what? Have a great day and eat crow shit, because this is literally me throwing music into your face on your birthday. I believe you're 60 or 1 or 2 or who knows, who gives a shit? Not me. Definitely not me. Bye, Felicia. Have a nice day. No, don't forget, it's okay to cry on your birthday. Have a great day, my dearest stepmother. With love and a whole bunch of hate from your fucking evil little stepdaughter that you tried to make. No, actually, that you tried to erase. There we go, that's a better. I almost flipped my shit and couldn't put the words together because this is all freestyle, bitch. I didn't write shit down. This is all off the top of my head. That's how much anger I have in my head. But yet I can still flip and flow and keep and grow and rhythm and flow. I ain't trying to do that. I'm just spitting my shit and being quick on the tongue, like quick on the draw, like having no filter, like you've had my entire life. Well, don't worry. Our album will get to that. It's all about the mental abuse you put me through and this and that. And oh, but I don't want to take the spotlight off of you. It's your birthday. So, happy fucking birthday, bitch. I'm done. Well, at least this round. Round one. I believe we have 10 of them now because it's going to go Ronda Rousey and I'm about to knock you the fuck out. Bye, Felicia. Have a great day. Enjoy your birthday.
Because it's about to get nasty and raw up in here, and you are not going to like what you fuck you hear, but the truth hurts, bitch. Guess what? It happened. I lived it. And I'm still here, and this monster you created is coming for, coming right at you. What's coming up next? Who knows? There's 25 years to go through. Shit, we might have more than one album, maybe two. But anyway, Debbie, happy birthday. And, oh, by the way, fuck your feelings. Just like you said, fuck mine too. So I do unto others as I do unto you. This rap song is over because I'm going to edit the shout out. Happy birthday, bitch. Go to fucking hell, back where you belong. Or a prison cell. Okay, FYI guys, she does not work at Wiggly anymore. I believe she officially retired along with my dad, so I don't know. I still haven't talked to them physically. Like, there's no communication there. It's just what I hear through from the twins' mom, because she's the only one that I know that still talks to them and lets me know how my dad is. Not that he knows or cares, but I do. Wait to see my dad again. I love you, Dad. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. Fuck her feelings. And fuck you two for not calling. I don't know why you chose the devil over your daughter. How's everyone doing today? This is Kelly. You haven't heard from me because I've taken a little break and having some issues. I don't know if it's right time to air my feelings because everything's happening with my children that I can't eat. This is very hard for me. I've been recording throughout the night, putting it out there so I have days and mornings are better. I will post them, I'll just backdate them. I hope everyone's doing well. My feelings right now are embarrassment, hardship, struggle. I know what I'm feeling right now. And I know I'm feeling something, so let's talk about it. Until I got tested, I'm very, very bad at when he's coming out. You gotta deal with the warfare rate the least. Man, my life had tragedy. So they taught me something about agony. I done seen a lot of shit go up and down, and that taught me something about gravity. I feel the good times over the horizon. I can feel them coming with the sunshine. I was glad it was the night that I thought I was lying. Did you find out that you're falling and nobody sees the kid? Say, Father God, I forgive him now, cause your demons need a prayer. And I changed my life, I swear. Through the hard times, still right there. Fuck shit, I did my share, but the darkness over and I pretend. If you love me, well, please love me now.
That's how I feel.
Baby, if you love me,
this is what happened when you were pregnant.
My darkest hour. If I did you wrong before, I won't do you wrong no more. It's all I've ever known. It's all I know. It's all I know.
This song that
came before.
I'll catch you when you fall. I'm gonna be there. You can always call. No matter what. I don't care if it gets mad. You can have it all.
I'm looking for the wind.
Follow
my heart, never a trend.
Don't feel where I've been, cause I'm still good at my worst.
Surviving off the lessons, never asked to shoot first.
No
money never was the fantasy. I fantasized about my family. Getting out of tragedy, no casualties. James Taylor's strategy. Passing for the anarchy. Son of the widow, I sleep pistols under pillow. Sentence, eat what you can.
Welcome. That was my first episode, or my first battle that I decided to drop on the world. give you a glimpse to know how I managed. I know I sound crazy at times. I know I'm not the best at freestyling or rapping or whatever, because whatever you want to call it. But this is what helped me. And looking back on it, I did learn a lot. And I am proud of the journey I came on. So, I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, by the way, part two, day two of Battles with Debbie will be coming soon. Yeah, I get meaner, actually. And I bring my dad into it, and my stepsisters. So just wait, there's more that I have to say than just fuck that bitch and this and that. I get meaner, I get nastier, and I get a whole lot more off my chest. But, like I said earlier, if anyone after hearing this would like to donate towards my fund going to Elena Fairchild's online healing courses, be greatly appreciated. You can hit that sponsor link, I'd really appreciate it, because I feel that I would love to be able to heal fully and then be able to go and help heal others, because I think that might be something that I'm set out to do in this world. Especially with my background and everything that's going on in the world, it will happen someday. Let's just put it that way. Because anything I put my mind to, or you put your mind to, you can accomplish. Have a great day, world, and keep listening, please. Because it's only going to get better from here.